The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the place of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at the table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you will approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you will proceed with embarrassment and take the lower place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted. And then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers, your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to pay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord.
My child, conduct your affairs with humility. The more you humble yourself, the greater you are. Does anyone think that this doesn't sound correct? I thought the human way was to do things, the human way to do things was to fight to be the best, to try to get to the top. And Jesus is saying things like, no, you need to be last. You need to place yourself at the end of the table. But we're taught at an early age, be the best at everything you do. Jesus is saying something different. Take this seat over here where you're not noticed. Jesus consistently says to us in the Gospels, be the least among us. It doesn't sound right. When I was growing up and we would sit down to dinner at my grandparents' home, my grandfather always sat at the head of the table. This was the way of things. You just accepted it. And we were obedient to the order of where you sat at dinner. If you were one of the grandchildren, you didn't question this way of doing things. I would look at my grandfather and sometimes think, one day I will get to sit at the head of the table. I will get to lead the prayer. When I was in the seminary, there was always this effort, at least in my first years, to teach seminarians about proper manners at a dinner table. So this is a lesson you should learn if you don't know. To the young people here, this will maybe be good for you if you don't know this. One of the great lessons is also one of the most simple things. If you're the first to pick up a dish of food at the table to pass around, you never serve yourself. You always pass and offer the food to the person next to you. That way, as the food is passed around, you will receive that food last. first will be last, the last shall be first. But it's part of etiquette, it's part of manners. It's a part of what we learn growing up. But humility, learning these things, particularly humility, is not just about gestures like these. But in the context of the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's about allowing the Lord to take our place. Humility is about letting Jesus take your place. In this history of salvation, as we look at all the Old Testament prophecies about the coming of the Messiah, the Savior of the world, the one who is to come, the basic principle is replace this with Jesus Christ. In that, he is always the center of our thoughts, feelings, and desires. He is the source of our actions and decisions. Jesus is the reason for our humility. When we decrease and let Jesus increase, then we will find the true purpose of humility. Jesus is the reason for everything. John's gospel used those words, I must increase and he must decrease. In today's gospel, everyone that humbles himself will be exalted. St. Paul reminds us in 2 Corinthians, he said, I would rather boast in my weakness, that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Plenty of saints of the church have regarded humility as one of the highest of virtues. St. Therese of the Child Jesus called it her little way to Jesus by becoming small and little, in a sense nothing before God, so that God could become everything. St. John Vianney's life offers many beautiful examples of humility. This one short story touched me in a way, and it really made me think about how to live my own life daily as a priest. St. John Vianney, when he was sent to the parish church he was at for most of his life in France, it was a small church there in Ars, France. But the people, like in any place and in any time in history, had specific opinions about Father Vianney. Has that ever happened? There was a small group of parishioners in Ars that decided that they did not like St. John Vianney. They didn't like how he was pastoring things. So they organized. They created a petition to be signed. They got many signatures from people in the parish, and they brought it to St. John Vianney. They said, this is what's going on in your parish. One of the complaints was that they felt that he was incompetent at being a pastor. So when it was presented to him, he took the petition, he looked at it, then he walked over to his desk. Now, the people were watching him because they thought he's going to destroy it. He's going to throw it in the fire. He's going to do something to it. Instead, he took it over to his desk and he took a pen and he signed the petition. And he handed it back to them. And he said, you're correct. I'm not competent at being your pastor. You should contact the bishop and have me removed. In this act, the people changed their mind. St. John Vianney, if you don't know, he stayed in Ars for his entire priesthood. At that particular parish, not only did he become a beloved pastor by the people. But pilgrims from all over the country, in fact, all over the world, came to receive confession from St. John Vianney and to hear him preach. He became one of the most well-known pastors of his time. This is what we should consider. How do I daily replace my own thoughts, feelings, desires, decisions, and will with that of Jesus Christ? We need to let Jesus be our purpose, our friend, our greatest love. Humility is not weakness in the end, it is actually powerful. It's a powerful virtue. But it is not our power or our love that conquers death and sin. St. Paul also says in Corinthians, he says, I am content with weakness, because when I am weak, Jesus is strong in me. When we turn to humility, when people encounter us, they also meet Jesus. When someone meets you, when they come to know you, when they see you, do they encounter the humility, joy, and love of Jesus Christ? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.